Good morning. Joining us on the line, Caroline Boardman. She's the Communications Director for the Red Cross of Northeastern New York. Good morning, Caroline.
Good morning, David.
Obviously, with Hurricane Sandy about to make landfall and the next 2 days crucial in terms of safety for our listeners, why don't you give us an update and any information you have coming from the Red Cross?
Sure. Well, we started gearing up for Sandy late Thursday afternoon as soon as we heard what the severity of the storm could be for our area. So immediately we started doing a call down for all of our volunteers in our region. We also reached out to the National Red Cross to see if they would send us people from across the country and send us some resources like emergency response vehicles and goods, you know, pallets of water and food to get ready to do any mass care feeding that we might have to do at shelters. With shelters, we were identifying our shelters and partner shelters throughout our 17-county region. So we have announced 11 shelters that will be open. Some will be open by noon today. That's Monday. And we have some more identified. We'll be actively communicating with the media and the public where they can go to find shelter. We have also obviously been sending out preparedness tips to the public to let them know the best way to get ready to be prepared so they know that they're safe and can do the best to look after their friends and family during the storm.
What are some of those tips, Caroline?
Well, we want people to have supplies. We want them to stock up on water and food, on non-perishable food for, you know, the next 3 to 5 days at least. We're looking at 7 to 10 days of widespread power outages in any given area. So we want people to have things on hand so they can eat and supply, you know, food for their family. You want to get cash out of the ATM. That's very important when there's power outages. You can't just go to the bank and get money out. Also, you want to fill up your car's tanks of gas so you can get to a shelter if need be or get to another family or friend if you need to stay with them. Tying down lawn items and putting them away, toys, chairs, et cetera, is really important. If we see high winds, you don't want to have stuff flying around and causing havoc. We've also been pushing, the Red Cross has mobile apps for smartphones, so you can get download the hurricane app. It calls 911. It tells you how to find a shelter. It tells you how to send a message to friends and family to say that you're safe.